Good morning, good morning. Just hang on. All right. Everyone give Aaron one more hand, please. That is just wonderful. Beautiful. I want to first give a word of thanks to Pastor Kevin for the sincere honor and privilege to speak in front of you here this morning, my brothers and sisters. As we will see in a moment, the title of my message, Paving the Road, comes in two parts. I couldn't decide which one, so I chose both. We're going to talk about authentic manhood, and we're also going to, of course, talk about fatherhood being the topic of today. So I'd like to open with a video from our Series 33, which we'll talk about in just a minute.
Life is a series of moments. We are living them out one after another. The question is, what will you do with these moments? I can wait until conditions are perfect to start my journey. Until I get the job I want. Until I clean up my act. I can let fear of failure keep me right where I am. Other people's opinions, my own doubts and shortcomings, overwhelming odds. I can settle for less, comfort over challenge, predictability over risk, the appearance of success over real fulfillment. Or I can live a life that matters. I can trust God for the impossible and accept the responsibility I've been given, seizing every moment from beginning to the end. A life of significance is born in the actions of a single moment. God, you have given me these moments. Help me make these moments count.
So, to start off, can everyone hear me in the back? Good? It's kind of hard to hear an echo in here. Want to take a quick moment also to thank the members of our men's group. We meet every Monday night at 7:30, and I just want to pass on my sincere gratitude and my sincere love for each and every one of them. It's a love and binding that you hear often in the field of battle. Kind of consider it in that manner. We are a small army of kingdom men that we'll talk about in a minute. So we stand on deep moral values while exercising, remember these words, discipline, vulnerability, trust, and most of all, accountability. Our journey has been through several studies, which we'll see here. We started out with Quiet Strength by Tony Dungy, Real Win by Colt McCoy and Matt Carter, Game Plan by Joe Gibbs, Kingdom Man by Dr. Tony Evans. The 33 series, Authentic Manhood, signifies the 33 years that Jesus walked the earth, and we are currently in the second volume of that series. Just to give a quick plug, we welcome any male of any age, any race, any condition, at any point of their life to join us on Monday evenings as we grow stronger as men of God. So let's talk for a moment about, thank you. Let's talk a little bit here about authentic manhood. What is, somebody turn to your neighbor and ask, what is authentic manhood? Sorry, Pastor, I had to do it. Well, I'm glad you asked. Yes. The definition has four parts. Reject passivity, accept responsibility, lead courageously, and invest eternally. The first part, reject passivity. Kingdom men take action. It says in 2 Philippians, verse 5 through 9, Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. If ever present in a situation of degradation or persecution, kingdom men, speak up. We stand for what's right. Kingdom men take action by rejecting passivity. Part two of this definition, accept responsibility. Kingdom men take responsibility head on. Abraham Lincoln is quoted, "You cannot escape the responsibility for tomorrow by evading it today." We've all heard the slogan, "You reap what you sow." How many here have heard that slogan? You reap what you sow. Well, let's take a little look at the Bible verse that it derives from. Galatians 6, verses 5 through 8. "For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he will also reap." Again, we as kingdom men take responsibility head on by accepting responsibility. The third part of this definition is lead courageously. Kingdom men are not afraid to take a step out in faith. Courage is contagious. The great Billy Graham is quoted. "We, a brave man, takes a stand. The spines of others are often stiffened." Demonstrating leadership courage can come in many forms. Doesn't have to necessarily lead a charge up Bunker Hill or jump on a grenade. No. It could be something as simple as having an uncomfortable but necessary conversation. Yes, I've been there. I'm sure many of you have. Making a decision that you're not quite sold on demonstrates leading courageously. Or by simply answering a question, "I don't know." Rather than trying to tiptoe and dance around an answer, it takes courage to admit, "Hey, I don't know." Confront reality head on. Face the facts, but more importantly, welcome feedback by listening to others' recommendations. Hold yourself accountable. Again, kingdom men are not afraid to take a step out in faith by leading courageously. Part four, and the last part of this definition, is invest eternally. Kingdom men do not rely on earthly treasures. It says in Matthew chapter 6, which I know many of you are familiar with, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." There's an old joke that I find humor in. A man who got to heaven was disappointed to find that his mansion that he's used to living in heaven was only a rundown shack. This man could buy anything he wanted, have more than he needed. Well, when he complained, St. Peter explained that, "Well, sorry, buddy, the shack was the best that we could buy for him with a little bit of money you put in the collection plate." So, this message does involve some two-way conversation here. I need some help for the audience. So, the first question I ask is, what does authentic manhood mean to you? What does true authentic manhood mean to you? I think this is working. Can you turn this thing on? There you go. What does authentic manhood mean to you?
I don't know.
That's a good answer. Thank you. She led courageously, ladies and gentlemen. Led courageously. Thank you. One more. You're looking at me. What does authentic manhood truly mean to you when you think of your dad?
A man of God.
Man of God. Very good. Thank you. Everyone give him a hand. Man of God. That's right. We'll add kingdom man of God. We're going to get to that in a second. I now want to share with you an illustration. You're going to see two sets of values here. Comes from a great book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, by Dr. John Gray. Now, as you will see, set A and set B have very different types of feelings, if you will. It's a little difficult to read, but I'll just share. Set A includes competition, goal orientation, competence, achievement. Set B, communication, relating, support, and nurturing. Now, let's take a poll. By a show of hands, when you picture the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in your mind and in your heart, how many of you relate closer, by a show of hands, to set A? Okay. How about set B? Very good. When this same quiz was given to thousands and thousands of men, women, Christians, and non-Christians, over 90% of the time, they chose, just like you did, set B as the best representation of Jesus Christ and his values. Thus, what does that tell us? That tells us that most people think of Christ as having the values that come naturally to a woman, right? Well, unfortunately, brothers and sisters, this data illustrates just how confused we really are about in today's culture about the real Jesus and the kind of masculinity he ultimately conveyed. To maintain a clear vision of authentic manhood, we must model after him in every way he exemplified masculinity by rejecting passivity, accepting responsibility, leading courageously, and invest eternally. These instructions to live as Jesus exemplified in every walk he took, every step, they look easy in writing. But trust me, integrating them into our lives requires what? It requires discipline, vulnerability, trust, and most of all, accountability. So now I'm going to take a quick turn, and we're going to turn our attention to today's happy focus, that being fatherhood. Let's take a quick look at this video.
My dad was my best friend, basically. He instilled a lot of things into me. He was very instrumental in teaching me the responsibilities of a man.
I lost my dad when I was 22. I remember the summers that my dad would take me to Major League Baseball games and we'd do road trips together. And not a day goes by that I don't wish that I could talk with him or just hang out with him.
I was 7 years old when my father left our family. We're standing in the driveway saying goodbye and he rubbed my head like he's going to the office. And then bam, he was gone. He abandoned us. How can anybody do that to a 7-year-old kid?
You know what? I don't even have a dad. My dad left me, my family, and my mother for a woman who's 2 years older than me. Who does that? Who does that to a family? He destroyed our family, and he just doesn't care.
He was a joy to be around. You know, if I was in a bad mood or upset about something, I'd sit down and talk with him. Almost instantly, I'm in a better mood, you know. And I'm laughing, and I'm like, oh, you know, I was supposed to be sad. I was supposed to be angry. Well, why am I laughing right now, you know? And that's just what he did. That's one of the things I really loved about him.
You know, my dad, he was more of a buddy than a father, really. You know, his whole philosophy was you work hard and you play hard. And we did play hard. Played real hard. You see, my dad, he taught me his version of what it meant to be a man. And he led me down a whole lot of roads and just ended up being dead ends. One bad decision after another, and I'm still paying for it to this day.
My dad.
Thank you, Steve. That video comes from the current session we're in with 33. So let's revert back for a second. Dr. Tony Evans in our Kingdom Man study says, and I quote, "A table is the place for a kingdom man to take charge. A table for leading, not just eating." Someone look at your neighbor and say, "The table for leading, not just eating." In Psalm 128, verse 3, "Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, your sons like young olive trees around your table." Now, the table, as Dr. Tony Evans puts it, can take many forms. Doesn't necessarily have to be the dinner table at supper time. However, whatever time you find to have this setting, there are a few must-haves. Number one, it must be a place for connection. Connect with the people around you. Number two, communication. Number three, prayer. But most importantly, folks, no electronics. Put the phone down, put the tablet away, and communicate and be there. Be present. We heard Theo explain in the reading from Ephesians this morning, "We as fathers are not to provoke our children, but must bring them up in what? Discipline and instruction of the Lord." However, we have to be very careful and cautious, as provoking can happen in very subtle ways. Listen to this. If your kids sense you are too busy or too tired for them, yes, that is considered provoking. It leaves them unwanting. If you're constantly pushing your children toward activities that you enjoyed, but they may not prefer, that is considered provoking them. Let them make their own decisions and support them. It is said that we as parents will leave in our children what we have lived out in our homes. In saying that, let's focus for just a moment on this notion of raising olive trees. There's a progression in Psalm 128. It moves from integrity in a man's personal life, then in his marriage, and finally with his children. "When you fear the Lord and walk in his ways, your children will be like young olive trees around your table." Now, let's give a quick parallel here. On most cases, the average olive tree takes about 15 or so years to fully develop. You see the parallel? One of the greatest things we as fathers can offer our children as kingdom men is to be a model of that olive tree with deep roots of stability. Let's please remember that word this morning, stability. When constantly surrounded by change and commotion, from technology advancement to the media, we must stay focused on providing a stable home for our children. This instills confidence in children and fuels them to take on the world in flux around them. Keyword, stability. Well, how do we provide the stability? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm sorry. Well, folks, by simply providing for their needs. You talk to them about their school, about their work, about their social life if you have grown children. Most important, folks, be present. Be fully present in body, in mind, and in heart. Put down the phone. Focus on what they have to say. Again, this is the table. This is where the time is for kingdom men to take charge, and it is where it is most evident in being present. So, we have another question. Let's say you have a very hectic schedule, like most of us. What might you need to change in your schedule that you find time to lead from the table? Yes, I was coming right after you. You saw me. You made eye contact. What might you need to change in your schedule to lead from the table?
Basically, make more time for family and not so much activities.
That's right. Thank you. Barry, everyone give him a hand. Thank you. Thank you. We're running a little short on time, so I'll leave it at one question. But folks, know this. Know that I'm speaking to you with every affirmation I have in my bones and in my body. So in closing, God instituted this at creation, defining a family. Please say often to your children, I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm affirming you. If you do this, folks, I promise you, as every bit in my body I know, you will build a better foundation of stability, and we will build a better tomorrow for our children. Again, all men sitting here in this sanctuary, anybody you may come in contact with, anybody at work, at Publix, at Walgreens, you are all invited to join us on Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. I said 7 earlier. We welcome you. We would be honored to have you. And we encourage you to join us to live like kingdom men. Thank you all for your time.